welcome to the 12th East Meets West Spotlight podcast. For those who do not know East Meets West yet, my name is Ludolf Swinne, and together with my colleague Pavel Schubert, I am the co-founder of East Meets West, and the two of us manage also East Meets West. It's a Vienna-based organization, and we focus especially on the support of the LGBTIQ people in the CEE region, being the Central East European region. For those who are not so good in geography, it starts with the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and it goes till the very famous regions now, Ukraine, Russia, Belarus. That's also the region that belongs to our activity and where we have been active, and we hope to be active again in the future. That's clear. What can I say for more? The podcast, in fact, is we have our yearly international conference. That is the major activity that we have. It's our main, focus point also in our activity. We meet our people, we meet our contacts. But we also said we have one conference a year. And sometimes during the year, we meet a lot of people, interesting organizations. And we also wanted to share this with us, with you, with our public. And therefore, we created these podcasts, these spotlight series. Yeah, we simply want to give a stage to people that something interesting to say. And therefore, we are now at our number 12. You can see the other podcast also on our website. You see them. So, and now to give you more information on what we focus on, what our activity is at East Meets West, I give the micro now to the other co-founder, my friend, my support, Pavel.
Hello from my side as well. I'm Pavel. So I'm the second co-founder, not the first one. No, just a joke aside. Let me maybe give you a little bit of context what we will be talking about today. And shortly, you will hear Deborah bringing you some insights about a very interesting incubator called Bowie. But the context which I want to make here is, you know, that East Meets West is active not only in many countries geographically, but also the way how we are active is quite ranging and quite diverse. But one of the core activities what we do at East Meets West, we are looking at LGBTIQ businesses. Now, business owners, those basically who are managing different ventures, but also different LGBTIQ projects. Some of you already are registered at EGLCC, which is the partner organization, where we as East Meets West, we are the Chamber for Central and Eastern Europe. Those who do not yet register with East Meets West, then it's super easy. If you go to eastmeetswest.eu, there you see supply diversity, and then you can leave basically your application, and we make sure that you will be supported from us as East Meets West. And when talking about supporting businesses, support their growth, support their great ideas, then we've actually recently came across one incubator, and we got in touch with Deborah. So perhaps, Deborah, the first question, can you tell us in one sentence, so what is Bowie? And perhaps also, who is Deborah?
Okay. Hi, Pavel. Hi, Ludo. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It's a real pleasure to can talk a little bit about Bowie Incubator. So in one word, Bowie Incubator will be an incubator specifically and fully dedicated to queer and feminist projects. And in 2022, we will welcome projects from Switzerland, Austria, and countries from Eastern Europe for a six-month incubation programs organized around monthly events, master classes, meeting with role models, and also 2 hours of coaching per month. And a platform where people can find templates and exchange the one with the other in order to not being alone in this entrepreneurship adventure, because we know that sometimes, even when you are an entrepreneur and very proactive, you feel a little bit alone with your projects, and being surrounded by other like-minded people can really help.
Cool. I'm sure that the audience is now already quite interested and quite excited about what's coming up and what the details of the program will be. But tell us also about yourself. So if I can ask, like, who is actually talking to us? Who is Deborah?
Great. So I'm Deborah Abate. So I'm Italian and Swiss from nationality. I'm graduated from the university in Lausanne with a master in social science with a strong focus on gender and LGBT topics. I'm also an intersex activist here in Switzerland. So people know me from both hats, the one from the incubator and the other one from the intersex activist field. Yeah. And Bowie is like the main project I'm working on as a professional. It's my job, and I'm really happy to be able to help like at least 20 projects per year to like realize their idea, go further in their project, and that's also why I created this project with my team. I don't know if you want me to present a little bit the team also behind Bowie Incubator.
Oh, this would be great. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so actually we're a small team, but we do a lot of things. We're three people working full-time on the incubator, on an art gallery, queer and feminist too. And we also have a curator. So these are the three facets or dimensions of the whole project Bowie, which the incubator is only one part. And the core idea really of this project is to create a world where gender norms no longer define who you are, who you can love, and what you can achieve. And it's in order to make things move forward quicker that we help project through the incubation program. And the other co-founder are Sandra Insina, who co-founded and is the CEO of the organization BU Network, which Bowie is an initiative of. And our organization is now more than 10 years. It has more than 10 years now. And we're really excited to be still here, still queer, and to help things move forward together.
a simple question, Deborah. Yeah. Bowie is a nice name. And of course, I think of David Bowie. That's typical. But where does it come from? Was it just by coincidence? Where does it come from?
Yeah, you know, this meeting with post-its and brainstorming session that lasts at least 5 hours. So we were during one of these sessions trying to create a new project that will be a little bit groundbreaking, at least in Switzerland, where Bowie first started. And we tried to find what were the values that were the most important in our eyes for an incubator. And we wanted that to help projects that were bold, that were open, that were a little bit wild and dare to try new things, that were innovative. And also one of our core value was to be able to empower people. Yeah. So Bowie is like the acronym bold, open, wild, innovative and empowering. And putting this letter together was like, oh, but it's so cool that it's the same that David Bowie, because enjoy playing with gender norms and redefining things.
It also fits him because he was also a person, a singer, who was also gender free. Eh? What he did was also quite innovative, quite strange when he was doing it. But when you see pictures of him, you can ask the question, is it now a man or woman? He was really very innovative also. I think it fits. And of course, it's a nice name. Nobody forgets it. Yeah. Bowie. Yeah. It keeps in your mind. It's perfect. Thank you. Now, I know that Bowie wants to offer real support to queer businesses, because you are confronted as a business, and certainly as a queer business, with the challenges of being an entrepreneur. It's not so easy. There are moments that you told it, that you're stuck, that you don't have anything, especially if you start. There are a lot of things you have to know, and you must avoid to make the mistakes that others made before. That helps you a lot. And this way you can be more successful. And I also saw on your website you have specific programs and approaches. And I said there's something about Bowie in 3 seconds and the 8 steps of the 2022 program. Is it also some, is that the way you follow it, especially this program, these 8 steps of the program?
Yeah, so we organize the program in the 8 steps that we think every project needs in order to go further. And I already said in a little words about what will be Bowie in 3 seconds before, about, for example, with the fact that we connect our project with the alumni that we have. Bowie is the 4th edition of Bowie Incubator this year. So we have 3 previous edition with approximately 77 projects that are in the ecosystem of Bowie Incubator. We have also a lot of experts and role model with who we work with. And we really try to connect people and connect ideas together, and also help people to have representations of other projects that are similar to theirs, and in order to also see that it is possible to have a business that is also queer and focus at least with one dimension of it on LGBTIQ plus topics. And the program is structured about 8 modules. So first we make sure that every project build a strong foundation. Then we'll really look at all the legal, finance and fundraising aspects of the projects. We also have 1 module fully dedicated to master inclusion and accessibility of the projects. We also have 1 module about branding and web strategy. 1 around outreach and sales, 1 that helps project to evaluate their impact and also learn how to pitch their projects. And the the apotheosis of the incubation program comes with a jury and an award ceremony during which we celebrated all the things achieved by the project, and also are able to award 5 projects with the 5 prizes that correspond to the values.
Sounds very professional. Very professional.
I was wondering, because you said that it's not the first year that you run this incubator. Mm-hmm. So there are already, I think, two years of experience. We did our homework with Ludo. So we were going through your website and we were quite impressed with all of the professionalism, but also like all of your advices on quite international level. So I wonder, how do you get to them? How do you find such a great advisors?
But one of the first tool that we use is definitely Google, because we always are hungry of new project, new ideas, inspiration sources, and we really love at Bowie to discover new project, new ways of doing business, but also to bring social impact through NGOs, for example, because we both support for-profit and non-profit projects. So from one part, it was really a need from us to meet new people. And then also because we have also the curation platform and the art program with an art gallery, we really are connected with a large variety of people having projects on LGBTQIA plus topics. So day by day we constitute a huge network of people working on these topics, and it was really easier for us to connect with them and then integrate them to the incubation program. So
I just wonder, I have one more question on this one, because you said it like, yeah, we start with Google, right? So we start searching. How do people react, right? So, I mean, it's like, whoa, yes, great. I mean, let's be part of it. Or is there any kind of resistance? I just wonder how typically your incubator life and day is.
Usually when we contact people, they're a little bit surprised, but also in our experience, it's always a great, a really positive surprise to see that other projects that work on the same topics reach out to you and say, wow, what you're doing is really interesting and we're inspired by you. And yeah, us too are working on a project on queer and feminist topics. So let's see if we can do something together or create synergy between us. And I think that's especially in a world that is still discriminates us based on who we are, I think it's really cool when people reach out to you and say, hey, what you do is really important and we need it, and it's great that we can be in touch. And also what we learn is that together we're really stronger, and by building a community that is international, we can also be inspired in the strategy we use to face this discrimination and to find like solution to apply in our own societies and in our own like geography where we're in. So I think that's it's really important to be connected to a lot of people, especially in these topics.
Yeah. So if I looked on the website, you have this kind of slogan, Bowie connects you to a global community of creators reshaping gender through film, fashion, art, music, and more. And I went a little bit in what you did as art. You have there, for instance, project media representation for queer youth. You have about photographs who deal with stereotypes. Very interesting, you have LGBTIQ art projects in Ukraine, which is, I think, fascinating. The community, you talk about sex, queerness, and disability. You also talk about fashion, for creating non-binary fashion. There's a film where you say demystification of sex workers, and you also have the music element. So just to say, you have a very varied topic. I mean, you can touch anything that really touches our community, that's clear. Now, but one of the conditions is, I think, it should be queer, and it should have a business starting point. Is that is the limit that you have in a way?
Not obligatory business starting point, because it depends on the region. Because for example, this year at least in Switzerland, the project can be for profit or non-profit. They don't need to have a business starting point. In Austria, they have to be non-profit. And in Eastern Europe, the condition to be selected is to have a for-profit or an hybrid revenue model.
Okay.
But the topics are clearly, you have to have in your project an aspect that is impacting positively LGBTIQ plus topics.
So interesting to know for our region, because there you have the hybrid element and the business element, if I understand. Yeah, it's clear. Nice. Good to know that.
We move on.
Yeah, we move on.
No, I have a next question. Sure. So we've talked about what the program is, what's ahead, right? So what are these eight different focus points? Is there any deadline? So think about that. There is somebody in the network who is now listening to us, and they run, for example, a great project with a great idea. How much time do they have until you close the submissions?
Yeah. So the application deadline for the 2022 cohorts is on April the 24th. And so the people who are interested in knowing more about the program, and also, for example, seeing what are the alumni projects that we incubated the previous year, can find all the information on our website. Bowie Creators, all in one word, .com. And here you can download the program, you can apply, you can also see the criteria, more detailed. the selection criteria of the project is here. And you can also follow us on Instagram. We have an Instagram account where we share every day a project, queer or feminist.
Okay.
And this is the part of the Bowie ecosystem that is the curation platform.
Mm-hmm.
So people can find all the information regarding the incubator on the website.
So the people in our region, they still have enough time to apply and to get their name on a list and then continue to work on it. Okay, great.
And if they have questions about the application or if they're not sure about something, they still can schedule a call with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm available for people to ask me questions. I love meeting project before they apply.
Understand.
So, yeah.
No, this is super helpful as well. I was wondering, so is this, are we talking about online courses or is this something where they need to travel? And a second question, finance. So I don't know, do they need to have budget? Do they need to come to the program with money, or how is this things around the whole finance?
Yeah, so the whole program is online, except for the award ceremony, which will be in Geneva if the situation allows it.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's really important that we are able to celebrate everyone, how far we've come together. And so thanks to one of our funders, we can cover the costs of the travel and accommodation to Geneva for the project. This means that once the project incubated have paid the participation fees, there are no additional costs. And and then the project don't need to have, for example, an investment or I don't know, every project can apply. There is not like an initial, we don't want to have parts of the business, for example, or other forms of retribution that sometimes incubator uses. The only requirement is that the people take part to the whole program, of course, and if they can, to pay the participation fees.
This is quite different because I compare it now with another sponsor of the LGBTIQ community, which is the EU. The EU also have a lot of programs. But that's a little bit different because I know that if you want to start there, you have a project, and then at the same time you have a project also to report what is happening. I mean, many people say we cannot do it because it's like 50 pages of reporting. I understand why they do it, but your system seems to be very flexible, more easy to manage, and more focused on the result and the ideas,
mm-hmm.
which is great. I think this is a big advantage, absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to report at the end of the incubator.
Yeah.
For us, the most important part is that you learn something through the process, that you meet new people, and that you feel empowered by the process. And
this is really great. Now, once that you have a project that is running, you're an entrepreneur who is doing this, and it runs and it starts, you know that being an entrepreneur, you are faced, say, almost daily with new challenges that you don't know. Is there also a kind of follow-up for a project that, or is it like we do the eight steps, you run, here you go, you know everything now, you understand it. There is a follow-up program, there is a support program when you are growing, when you're doing the job.
Yes, so we have not a formal growth program, for example, but what we do is that we never like lose contact with the alumni project, so they can still connect with us. We help them review or giving feedback on strategies, or for example, if they have outreach or sales strategy that they want to have an our feedbacks on them, we can help. Even 3 years after their incubation program, for example, we're still occasionally helping the first year projects, but there is no more like the 2 hours of coaching per month and the monthly events with them. But we're still here when they need help. And I think that it's also important because, as you mentioned, you always have new challenges and new needs that comes up when you have a social business or a business point.
Yes, clear.
Cool. I think we have talked a lot, right? So we have covered what the program is about, how does it go. So maybe once again for understanding, and that so everybody really who might be eligible gets it very right. So the application deadline is
the 24th of April.
Great, this year. Then something internal for me and Ludo, when is the Geneva party, the whole ceremony? Because there, I think we need to book our calendars.
Oh, great. So we have booked a venue for the 3rd of December. So we have...
3rd of December.
We have lied a little bit about November because we found a great, great location for the 3rd of December. So
that's nice.
If we don't find somewhere better for November before, it will be there.
But it's a pleasure. Geneva is a beautiful city. I was there also a few years ago. And you have this big fountain also that jumps around. And it's really a beautiful city. I remember that. So, yes, we will follow it up. We will follow it up.
I've never been to Geneva, Ludo, so please.
But it's really, go. I mean, you will see that, I mean, the Swiss have the name of being, well, I don't know, they have a name of being always busy with money or making watches or something, and not really this, but they're very flexible, nice people. So you really need to be a trust discovery. And the city itself is, Geneva is strange. I mean, if you fly there, if you go outside of Geneva, before you know it, you're in the middle of meadows and cows. It is this. It's really like that, which is very strange. But the city itself is booming. It's really very international. Also, it's really. It would be a pleasure to meet the people there, because I think what you are doing with Bowie fits exactly what we want to achieve. Because we very often see with LGBT people that have ideas, it's difficult to start, and they sometimes get stuck on things. And I think if they have somebody who helps them, who gives them some, they have to do it themselves, but if you get some guidance, I think that can be very, very valuable. And if you go to the website, there are a lot of examples already, even with a lot of text what they did. It's, I'm very happy that we met. I'm very happy that we are able to present this to our network. And I would say, if you are interested in this, go for it, talk to you. If it doesn't work, okay, but I think it would be a very nice offer to people in our region to profit from it.
No? Thank you.
All right. So we see each other in Geneva on the 3rd of December, right?
Yeah,
Ludo?
Great. I can't wait.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
We'll organize a great party too after the award ceremony. So.
Perfect. Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us today. Those who have been listening, well, thank you also for listening to the spotlight. Of course, I mean, all of the information you can always find either directly on our website or also is always featured next to the spotlight. So also information about where you find more information about the Bowie Incubator. Don't forget the deadline is not really in later this year. It's 24th of April. So there are only, I guess, what, like 26, 27 days to go.
And we really want to see at least one of the winners coming from our region, yeah?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
Great knowing you. Thank you.